Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Finally, we have regular season games going down at Dodger Stadium. And if you're looking for the best ticket prices out on the open market, well, you're going to hit a home run if you download the Tick Pick app right now. And let me add on top, if you're trying to steal a base, no service fees at checkout. All you need to do is download the Tick Pick app or go to tickpick.com and you'll get the best deals for your Los Angeles Dodgers. We have a lot of games to go. Plenty of action to cover and see. Proud sponsor of the Incline Dodgers podcast.
Let's ride.
Time for the words that are recited before each and every game here at Dodger Stadium. Take it away, Finn.
It's time for Dodger baseball.
Happy opening day, Dodger fans. Hope you're having a great day out there. Even though the Dodgers have already played two games out in Korea, many are considering opening day officially today. If you're listening to this episode, Thursday, March 28th, it is another episode of the Incline Dodgers podcast presented by Tick Pick and FanSided. This is Kevin Klein speaking, and I'm so excited to welcome a new guest to the Incline Dodgers podcast. If you've been following NBC Sports, then you're familiar with her. She's a sports anchor and covering the Los Angeles Dodgers along with other LA-based teams for NBC. It's Olivia Garvey. Welcome to the show, Olivia. How you doing?
Thank you. I know we've been trying to do this for so long, and I'm so excited to be on and talk some Dodger baseball with you.
Yes, likewise. And Olivia, if I have it correct, you were working as an anchor out in DC for a little bit, as well as Palm Springs for NBC.
Yes. So I was, my first was NBC Palm Springs, and then I went to ABC 7 in DC, covered the Nationals for a bit, and now I'm home.
Well, welcome back. I'm sure you're thrilled to be back home. And Palm Springs, if I have it correct, they're basically Dodger fans out there, right?
Oh, they're Dodger fans. Yes, absolutely. 100%.
Cool. Yeah, I remember being out in Palm Desert in 2020, and everyone was rooting for the Dodgers. I was out there in the NLCS.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, they're definitely Dodger fans for sure.
Cool. Well, Olivia, I want to get some insight from you. So this is your first year with NBC. You just started about a month ago. So how's it been so far? I already see you out on the scene. You're covering the Dodgers. How's that going for you?
It's been great. It's nice to, be home and cover the teams that I grew up watching. And so it's been really fun. It's nice to get off days like today, though. But it's been great to see all the fans again and just cover, like I said, the teams that I grew up watching and loved. And I always wanted to come back home, and it's been really fun. It's been a lot. We've got a lot going on in LA, but it's been a lot of fun.
Yes, and they've already gifted you some big scandals. So I wanted to get your thoughts on so far what's been going on with this Shohei Ohtani and Ipe stuff as the interpreter. You're covering it firsthand. How's that been going?
It's been a lot. It's really unfortunate, obviously, to have this kind of situation happen before season has even started. Well, I mean, okay, so it started in Korea, yes, and they have those two games that count. I keep forgetting that they've already had two games that count on the schedule. I keep wanting to say they have a 162 season game or season coming up, and I, but it's been unfortunate, and I'm glad Shohei, and like Dave Roberts told us a couple of days ago or before Shohei came out, that it's nice that he's addressed it and told his truth, because in a sense now he can just focus on the season and we're not wondering what did he know, what did he not know, what's the real story. So I think it's great that Shohei came out and spoke his truth, but it's so upsetting and sad, the fact that his right-hand man, his interpreter that has been by his side throughout his entire career, most of his career, is not there anymore due to stealing and lying. And I can't imagine how he feels going into this. I can't imagine how upsetting it is for him. But everyone has told me that Shohei has great mentality on and off the field. He's strong and he just wants to play baseball. So I'm glad that he addressed it. And yeah, hopefully, you know, more things will come out. Obviously, this is still an active investigation and scandal, and it'll be interesting to hear what happens. But yeah, my heart goes out to him, because I can't imagine one of my best friends doing that to me.
We just can't seem to avoid a year now as Dodger fans where we can't escape the drama year after year. It just keeps happening. Yeah. And this one only took one game, unfortunately. But I'm sure as someone covering the Dodgers, it's great content and it gives you a great investigation and keeps fans dialed in. So I guess that's the positive side for reporting.
It's an unfortunate story to have to cover. And, you know, it's crazy. But it definitely gave us some content over the last 3 days. That's for sure. You're right.
Obviously, the Dodgers have been pretty successful the last 10, 11 years now, but they even loaded up further, adding Shohei Ohtani, who we just talked about, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, Tyler Glasnow, Teoscar Hernandez. Olivia, I wanted to get your overall impression on this team and kind of what you're looking forward to as you follow along with the Dodgers this coming season.
I mean, they're superstars. I mean, this entire team is loaded with superstars. And it's so fun to be able to look down the lineup and be like, okay, you know, you got Mookie, then you got Shohei at DH, Freddie, and the list just goes on and on and on and on. Not a lot of teams get to say that. So when you look at this lineup and you see just one after another, just MVPs, greats come up to the plate in a Dodger uniform, that's the best part of this season, because you know something's going to happen. You know everyone's going to be okay. Yeah, they'll lose some games, but I have a feeling they're not going to lose a lot. I think Shohei not really performing at the plate in this freeway series is okay, because once the regular season starts up again, he's going to be just fine. But I think it's really fun to see what the Dodgers and Andrew did in the offseason. They spent a lot of money, but spending a lot of money gets you wins. And that's what's going to happen for this Dodger team. And hopefully they win a World Series in 2024. Because when I talked to Kike Hernandez, he said World Series are bust, and he's right. Like, if this team doesn't make it far in the playoffs, then everyone should be deeply worried.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool that you just brought up Kike Hernandez, because he was holding out a long time in free agency this past winter. It really boiled down to into spring training, I think. They had to move some pieces around, and obviously Kike loves being a Dodger and they were able to work it out. So that's a great thing that they were able to bring him back. He's a great bench piece as well as a clutch hitter. Were there any other Dodgers you've gotten to speak to recently and get their thoughts on this upcoming season?
Yeah.
Current season, I guess.
Freeman yesterday a little bit. We were at his old high school where he got, a new clubhouse was named after him. And that was a really great day ahead of their final game against the Angels. I talked to him and they're just ready to go. And, you know, he talked about Shohei a little bit, and he said, like I just said, he's happy he talked and now the team can move on. And the clubhouse, this clubhouse, all the guys say, is really fun. Yes, they have a lot of superstars, but they just have fun together. And I talked to Mookie. He's ready to go. He's pretty simple when it comes to how you're feeling about the season. It's simple. I'm ready to go. And then that was it. And I said, done. We're good. End of it. And then I talked to Kike, and he's just so much fun. He's just a ball of energy, as you all know. And it's nice to have that type of guy on your team because, yes, he's a great utility guy, but in the clubhouse, he's a clubhouse guy. And everybody, mm-hmm. every team needs a clubhouse guy that's going to keep the positive energy, get those dance moves out when needed, do the celebrations, and just have some. So I think having him back is great. But, yeah, I think these guys, they had a little hiccup, and now they're ready to play baseball and win a World Series. And they're all just such a good group of guys on and off the field. And I hope the fans know that, that they're just really good people as well as good ball players. And so you want that in a team. You want that. And this is definitely the Dodger team that has both.
Yeah, and the evidence speaks for itself that most of these current players love being a Los Angeles Dodger. And it just continues to happen with the announcement that Will Smith signed a 10-year extension to remain with the Los Angeles Dodgers organization. I figured they were trying to work something out with him, but I did not expect a 10-year contract.
You don't get that from catchers very often.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, I like what they said. We just signed a long-term deal with the best catcher in Major League Baseball. And he's a great guy. And he's staying put for a very, very long time. But they have a lot of guys on this roster that are here for a very, very long time. So the future here in LA is pretty good for this Dodgers team.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Absolutely, yeah. The top of the lineup is essentially locked in with between Mookie, Ohtani, Freeman for a few more years, Smith. Olivia, so we got a long season ahead, 160 more games. If you have any kind of wishes or you've already been thinking about it, just kind of like walk us through what you're kind of hoping to get out of this season from your job.
For me personally, I hope I'm out there a lot. I mean, it's not every day that you get to cover a team with the magnitude of stars that the Los Angeles Dodgers has. You just don't. I covered the Washington Nationals for 3 years, and my first year there, they had superstars. They had, you know, Juan Soto, they had all the guys. I came right after they had won the 2019 World Series. So a few of the guys had stayed put, and, you know, Max Scherzer, Strasburg, when he was healthy, was there. So it was fun, but this is a whole different ball game. This is a whole different ball club. Like, these are the guys that are at the top of everybody's list going into the season that might be MVPs. Like, there's so many players on this team that could be, you know, our MVP, or, you know, that's the best part. So I hope I'm out there a lot, and I hope I'm, you know, giving you guys the best content throughout the season, going in the clubhouse, asking the questions, and just getting, like I said, great content for the fans.
Yeah. And I'm sure there's already people out there who are big fans of yours. So if you kind of already know your schedule in mind, when's the best time to catch you?
What do you mean? Like
on NBC,
Wednesday, I'm usually on Wednesday through Friday, the 5 and the 6 o'clock show. And then on the weekends, I am on at 6 and 11.
Perfect. Well, yep. Then there you go. For those who couldn't figure it out with the last name, obviously Olivia is related to a Dodgers legend. She's the daughter of the one and the only Steve Garvey, who, in my opinion, belongs in the MLB Hall of Fame. So if he heard that, I'm sure he'd like hearing that. Obviously, you grew up surrounded by baseball and all kinds of idols, and I'm sure you have memories. I was curious if you had one or two stories that speak to you that you'd like to share that, you know, stand out.
You know, growing up, I went to Dodger Stadium a lot. I went to Dodger Stadium a lot up until I went to Washington, D.C. The last 3 years, I haven't really been able to come home because I've been on the East Coast covering those teams. So, you know, growing up, I spent Mother's Day at Dodger Stadium, you know, every single year. You know, if the season had started, we were spending Easter there. Like, all of our holidays revolve around Dodger baseball, obviously, except for, you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas, but birthdays, they were always there. But I think my favorite memories are when I was younger, my dad would watch the games with the greats, like, you know, Sandy Koufax and Steve Sachs and all these guys, Oral Hershiser. And as I was little, I would be able to sit with them. My dad would put me on his lap and I would listen to their conversations. And listening to guys that played the game for so many years and were teammates, those conversations are priceless. You view the game a little bit differently from their eyes and in what they're saying. So I think that's been my best memory, is being able to kind of eavesdrop into those conversations, because I loved going to the ballpark. When I was younger, if my, you know, if my brothers or my mom weren't feeling up to it, I would raise my hand and I would be the one to go with him. I loved Dodger Stadium, and I still do, obviously. But yeah, being able to like listen to those conversations was pretty cool. And I'm pretty sure that's why I'm doing what I'm doing right now.
That's really cool to hear. And I can't pinpoint obviously what years you're referring to, but there were some rough Dodger teams when I was growing up.
So- I remember them well. So I'm glad we've had so many years though that we've been able to at least, you know, kind of put that in the rearview mirror. But yes, when I was younger, I was a part of those rough years after.
Could only imagine Steve or Oral or Sandy just bashing some of the scrub players that we had to endure.
No. They were very interesting conversations, but good perspective and point of view. And the Dodgers are so great with, you know, having those old timers and those legends come back and talk to their players now, and they continue to do so. But their conversations were very interesting when I was younger, for sure, because this is not the team that they had back then. Year after year, they did not have superstars on their team, which
that's for sure.
Love has to go through it. So,
yeah. The newer fans, they're lucky. They don't even know what we had to deal with.
100%.
All right. Well, Olivia, that's all I got baseball wise. I was just curious if there was anything else people should know that Olivia Garvey likes personally. What are some of your interests, music, hobbies, movies, shows?
I am a home
hot takes.
I'm a homebody. I stay at home and watch Netflix and binge all the time. But I'm a huge hockey fan. So if you see me at a Kings game, say hello, come hang out. This is recent. When I went to DC, I was not a Kings fan growing up. Obviously, I knew the Kings. And if I were to be a hockey fan growing up, I would have probably been a Kings fan. But once I got to DC, I fell in love with the Capitals. I fell in love with covering hockey. So I got to get out to some Kings games, because if they're home on my off day, I will definitely go to a hockey game. Big over here.
Really cool. All right. Well, Olivia, I'll leave you with one last question. If you're able to answer this, what is one bold prediction or hot take you have for the Dodgers for this 2024 season? What's one prediction you want to throw out there?
Okay. I mean, can I be cliche and say 2024 World Series champs?
I think that's the best possible prediction. So why not?
I need them to do this for me so I can be there when they win.
Cover that parade.
Cover a freaking parade for this Dodger team. Because I know you all missed out on 2020. So I think that's my prediction, so I can speak into the universe. World Series champs.
Awesome. Well, Olivia Garvey, thank you so much for joining us on this episode of the Inclined Dodgers podcast. Baseball is here. Dodger Stadium should be electric. We've got tons of games to cover here on the podcast. And Olivia, you're welcome to come back anytime if you want to talk some more Dodgers.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. This was so fun.
All right. Well, we're going to peace out now. So thank you guys for listening. Inclined out.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.